May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Having said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they're a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. When he says if anyone's in Christ, that's not just a generic term for if anyone's a Christian or if anyone's a church member. He's saying if anyone is in union with Christ himself, because that's what it means to be a Christian. If anyone is in union with Christ, he's a new creature. Old things passed away. New things have come. Now all these things are from God. It's all grace. Who reconciled us to himself through Christ. This is not a new phrase we've been pondering and bouncing around for a little while, but just amazing statement. All this is from God. And then he explains it. He said, who reconciled us to himself through Christ. We talked a lot about that this last weekend with our folks who were here. That if I had a conflict with Father Bob, and if he was the cause of it, and he had no desire to fix it and no capacity. But I said, okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to do your part and I'm going to do my part. And I'm going to eliminate your part altogether. And I'm going to become as you and reconcile you to me so there's no longer enmity between us. And I'm going to present that to you as a free gift. You can either accept it or reject it. That's the miracle, that he reconciled us to himself through Christ. And so how did Christ do that? How did God do that? Again, this is God's divine plan, his miraculous plan. St. Catherine of Siena called it the divine madness, that he became us. He stepped into our humanity in the incarnation. And he clothed himself as second Adam with your humanity. And then took you in all of your fallenness, me and all my fallenness to the cross. And the one who had fallen in Adam, the Adamic, fallen Adamic person, was crucified and buried. And I was raised up a new creation in union with the risen Christ. And that's the new self that is at peace with God. That's the new self, the one that's in union with Jesus that he has relationship with. That's amazing. Not only were my sins forgiven because Christ was clothed in my humanity, though tempted in every way likened to us, he didn't sin. And so he redeemed my record. It's not just that I just don't have a record. I have his record. And there is forever a human in the fellowship of the Trinity. Jesus didn't stop being human in his resurrection and ascension. He's both God and human. And clothed in my redeemed humanity and yours. And so because of your union with Christ and his humanity, you participate in his relationship with the Father and the Holy Spirit. We talked about this these last few days, and all this is kind of, for those of you CTKers who've heard this just recently, there's a point I'm trying to get to. Like, most of this is introduction, and like the last minute and a half is the message. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who's blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, in the heavenlies in Christ. Just as he chose us in Jesus before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love, and he predestined us to adoption as sons. We were adopted into the fellowship that Mike Bickle calls the fellowship of the burning heart of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit by being grafted into the sonship of Jesus. That's why we're co-heirs with Christ. So it's really important that we understand that. We were grafted into the sonship with Jesus. Therefore, we participate in his relationship with the Father. This is some verses I was thinking about in my time with the Lord this morning. This is from John chapter 17, Jesus' last Bible study with these folks before he departed. Chapter 17, he says in verse 23, I and them, you and me, that we may be perfected in unity, that the world may know that you did send me and did love them even as you loved me. And again in verse 26, and I have made known to them and will make, I've made thy name known to them and will make it known that the love with which you loved me may be in them and I in them. Jesus said, the love that you had, Father, for me, you have for them. Why? Because I'm in Christ. And so it's easy for me to understand that the Father celebrates me in union with Christ. The Father, Father celebrates me because he, if he's, when the Father sees his Son, he delights in him. He likes him. He loves him. He enjoys him. He celebrates him. But because I'm in Christ, he feels those same things with me. I get to participate in those same feelings and the same emotions that the Father has for Jesus, that I get to participate in that, that the Father has those same feelings and emotions for me. It's amazing. But the part that hit me this morning was this. Because I'm participating in, I've been grafted into the sonship of Jesus, not only do I get to celebrate and experience what the Father feels and the Father's emotions for the Son as mine, Jesus shares his emotions, his feelings for, and his sense of the Father's presence with me. You see, what happened when you think about the solution to the fall is that God took us up into himself as the second Adam and said, you can't do this on your own. The burden's not on you. I've included you into my fellowship through union with my Son. And therefore, your Christianity isn't you standing alone trying to make something happen. You're no longer an independent self. That independent self was crucified. You're an individual self who's in union with Jesus. And therefore, it's not just you trying hard to love God more. It's Jesus sharing his love for God with you, joining that to your want to, your longing to, yoking that with his, adding that to yours. He says, your joy will be full because my joy will make your joy full. Me sharing my love, my sense of the Father's presence with you will complete yours. Longing for the Father's presence, wanting to love him. It's not that you're eliminated. It's just not that you're left on your own anymore. And to me, that's an amazing thing. You say, well, I sense his presence. Somebody was telling me, TC, earlier, I sense his presence all the time. Who do you think shares that with you? That's part of your union with Christ. But I have love for God. Who do you think shares that with you? And when we understand this and embrace it and we let go of the burden being all on us, we are able to rest in that and walk in that and grow in the reality of that. It gives me hope. Is this as far as I can go? Oh, that's not the issue. How far does he go? And I get to ride in on that. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.